I remember growing up in the 1980s, and a lot of young folks were getting their ears pierced. Now, it wasn't a surprise when my sisters did it, but it was when some of my buddies showed up with pierced ears, because for me as a young boy, the only men I thought should have earrings were pirates. Well, it's 4 decades later, and piercings abound in our culture. But did you know that folks in ancient Israelite culture also had piercings? In Exodus 21, the chapter right after Israel was given the Ten Commandments by God, you read about the process of how a slave could choose to remain enslaved forever. That's right. If a slave said, "I love my master, and I never want to be set free from his loving care or even my duties to him," he could have his master place his ear against a door and bore a hole through his ear with an awl and become his slave forever. If you saw an Israelite man with his ear pierced, you'd know he loved his labor and he loved his master. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. This week we've been looking at Isaiah 50, verse 4, which reads, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught." The prophet Isaiah has been given a glimpse down the corridor of time to see our Lord Jesus. And it's clear when you read the gospel accounts that Jesus had the instructed tongue described here. Jesus could sustain the weary with a word. If you look at Luke 4, you'll hear Jesus' first sermon in his hometown Nazareth, and folks were astonished at his words. Verse 22 reads, "And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth." Can you imagine being a weary soul coming to the synagogue that day? Perhaps you had great anxiety or depression that you could not shake. But then Jesus opened his mouth, and pure grace began to flow into your heart and your mind, meeting you right where you were at. Words that penetrated your very soul, lifting you up, giving you exactly what you needed to sustain you. And you might be thinking, "Well, of course, Joel, it would be amazing. It's Jesus speaking. I mean, he came from heaven." And you're right, my friend. Jesus did come from heaven. But Isaiah is noting another reason. Jesus woke up morning after morning with ears tuned in, listening to hear his heavenly Father. You see, Jesus, like all other Jewish boys, he studied the scriptures each day, but his mornings began with him waiting to hear from his Father how these scriptures called him to live, how he could love God and neighbor and speak gracious words to them during his years here on earth. And I want you to listen to what Isaiah writes next in verse 5. "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward." Do you hear the language of the Father opening the ear of the Son? It is as though every morning the Son said to the Father after being awoken, "I love you, Father, and I love your law, which tells me how to live in our world." And Jesus presses his ear up against the wood, so to speak, and says, "Father, open my ear, pierce me so that all will know I'm yours, and then grant my tongue to speak well, so that those who are weary might know your grace." So I have a question for you, friend. Where do you go? Who do you go to for words when you're weary, when you're feeling depressed? Do those you go to tell you things like, "Hang in there, don't give up, keep pushing, stay strong, you can do it"? My friend, none of these words can sustain you. It is not grace to be thrown back on your own resources. Yes, it's fitting to go to other folks, but it is a sad thing to see that so many folks today are not helping others with their words. Why aren't they helping, Joel? Because they have not had their ears first pierced by the Heavenly Father. One of the great problems of our culture is that there are so many people who are counseling others, There is so much therapy, and the majority of these folks speaking words have untrained tongues. They're rebellious against living in God's world, God's way. They're walking backwards. My friend, you need to hear the tongue of Jesus, who is able to deliver to you a soul-sustaining word. And that's ordinarily only found in the church community, and particularly in the preaching of the good news of what the Father has done in Jesus. My friend, you need a community of folks with pierced ears who say, I love you, Lord, and I want to be with you and serve you forever, forever. So I encourage you to connect yourself with the body of Christ. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.